wish you and your family and friends a very happy Thanksgiving. No Greg Belford show tomorrow or Friday. I'll be enjoying a Thanksgiving myself. So I'll be back on Monday. Again, really want to wish you the best. Hope you have a terrific Thanksgiving.
What's trending now?
Add them on Facebook.
Let the tweeting begin. The hashtag does that.
News and views from Belf's News Gallery.
Well, the top story trending is that 7 people dead, including the shooter at that Walmart shooting in Virginia. It's the second high-profile shooting in a handful of days. So, as you know, a person opened fire at a gay nightclub in Colorado late Saturday. 5 people killed there. 17 were wounded. Sadly, having to share far too many of those kinds of stories with you. Jay Leno, as you know, out of the hospital, giving a health update. He's seen behind the wheel for the first time after he was released from the hospital. And Leno told reporters, everything's okay. He said that he's ready to go back to work. He'll be performing on Sunday at the Comedy Magic Club. And when he was told to get some rest, he said, yeah, I need barbecue. A man after my own heart. U.S. Supreme Court yesterday cleared the release of Donald Trump's tax returns to a House of Representatives committee. The justices denied Trump's emergency application to block a lower court ruling that said the Ways and Means Committee's request for his tax records justified part of the panel's legislative work. So Democrats are attempting to hurry while they're still in the majority. Of course, Republicans don't take over until the beginning of next year. And whether or not you and I are going to see anything come from that, we'll see. Also, Dr. Anthony Fauci retiring at the end of the year. He held his last news conference yesterday. And the press got a little rambunctious. And White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre over at the Ministry of Truth snapped at reporters who raised questions about the origins of COVID-19. So it was a correspondent from the Daily Caller who attempted to ask a question regarding what Fauci had done to investigate the origins of COVID-19. And Jean-Pierre shut her down. It was Diana Glubova. And Jean-Pierre said, we have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues and you're being disrespectful to our guest. I will not, as opposed to the constant disrespect from Fauci in this administration, shown toward the people of America, but that's another subject. Jean-Pierre said, I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. So she objected, and Jean-Pierre said she was done. She said, I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Also trending, this is from AmericanMilitaryNews.com, that Senators Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, 5 other Republican senators have warned the president and his administration that he's running a covert government censorship operation after the controversial launch and then the collapse of the Disinformation Governance Board. But that persists in a letter that was sent to the president on Monday. The senators wrote that they have grave concern regarding recent reports of action taken by your administration to collude with social media platforms to censor American speech under the guise of misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. And it goes on. So they highlighted the Biden administration's Disinformation Governance Board, which was dissolved following bipartisan pressure, and the letter goes on. CBS News getting ridiculed on Twitter for the shocking revelation. Shocking, I tell you. Absolutely shocking. About Hunter Biden's laptop 2 years after it was reported by the New York Post. And that story was suppressed. And so CBS is just getting shellacked on social media for covering it 2 years after the New York Post broke that story. And then it was Clay Travis, who's the founder of Outkick.com. Clay Travis said on Twitter, 2 years ago, Donald Trump told CBS's Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes the Hunter Biden laptop was real and should be covered by the media. Stahl said it couldn't be verified. Remember that? Remember that infamous interview? Leslie Stahl and Donald Trump, and he was trying to bring these issues up, and Stahl would have none of it. They would have none of it. He says, Travis wrote, 2 years later, they finally had verified it. Trump was right again. So people are just roasting CBS. Yeah, can you even call them CBS News anymore? I think I'm going to have to drop the CBS News. We've got to drop the news out of news because there's nothing new about a story that's over 2 years old. What's news is they're finally reporting on it. It's absolutely incredible. Speaking of the state media, the legacy media, an analyst over at NBC News demanded on Monday that Representative Lauren Boebert and Tucker Carlson be held. Yeah, this is the story I was searching for earlier. Saying that Representative Lauren Boebert and Tucker Carlson be held partially responsible for the attack at that LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs. So this is Frank. I'm going to mispronounce his last name. My apologies. It's Frank I think it's Figluzzi, Frank Figluzzi. He encouraged the families of the victims from the Club Q to take action against people like Boebert and Carlson, who he said are partially responsible for the tragedy. He said prosecutors and police, they found quickly what they needed. That means they know this was a biased crime. This is likely since we've heard reports that the subject isn't cooperative with police. That means they likely found clear and convincing evidence on his devices. And so he went on. He said, if he's a consumer of the people we just rattled of, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is, name it, and shame it. Well, as I told you, one of the stories this morning is this. He's identifying with using they, them pronouns, and this is not a cisgender individual, in other words, not a straight male that is behind this. So people just want to rant and rave before we even wait for any details whatsoever. Let's just wait and see. Can we all take a breath? Let's just all take a breath. They're not known for that at NBC or MSNBC or any of the state media. That's why I wind up trashing them so often. You see that Dan Bongino topped the ratings again on Saturday night with his Fox News show, Unfiltered with Dan Bongino. So he's doing really, really well in his program on Saturday night on Fox. Nearly 1.2 million viewers tuned in to Bongino's show during his time slot. It was nearly 200,000 more viewers than the show offerings on CNN and MSNBC combined. So he's devastating them. Dan Bongino, hilarious. There's a new poll that was released yesterday. It shows that a majority of American voters believe that Republicans need new leadership in the upcoming term of Congress. This is a poll done by Trafalgar Group and reported on here by the Postmillennial. So the Trafalgar Group found that nearly 72% of Americans say that Republicans need new leadership following the results of the midterm elections. So they then split this out by political party, which I think is helpful. You've got 68% of Democrats who believe Republicans need new leadership. And I look at that, who cares what Republicans are saying? I mean, in regard to, who cares what Democrats are saying about Republicans in a poll? Right, I would expect that. However, 73.4% of Republicans, 73.4% of independents also said they want to see new Republican leadership in Congress. And this is Mark Meckler, who is the president of the Convention of States. They're responding to this. You know, the underperformance of Republican candidates in the midterms. And in the wake of that, he said, the doubt appears to have deepened among Republicans. There's a story about Truth Social. Do you see the Truth Social? This is Donald Trump's Truth Social. Was in danger of folding. According to an article in the New York Post, investors have decided to give Truth Social another chance by voting for an infusion of cash. So Donald Trump might maybe back on Twitter sooner than we... I don't know. So Truth Social is slated to be acquired by Digital World Acquisition Corp. That needs to be completed by September of next year. And in the meantime, the company still needs to raise operating funds. So we'll see what happens. But they're getting an infusion of cash. So Truth Social will continue. As to whether or not that's going to, we'll see what happens moving forward. So there's a photo of President Biden that is an optical illusion for some people. I don't see it. I mean, I do. I had to look for it. So people are reacting to it. It's the president standing behind his chair is at his desk in the Oval Office, and his jacket is draped on the back of the chair. Okay? And he's standing behind that. And it has the appearance as if he's actually, and you know, then there's a cabinet behind him, photos and lamps, so on, behind him. So he's standing behind the chair, but because of the jacket, the blue jacket, people are looking at that photo, and it appears that he is sitting on the cabinet with his legs draped over the back of the chair. Now, and so it's baffling. People are saying, I thought his suit was his legs. Which, at a glance, I'm like, okay. I had to look for it, though. I looked at it. It looks to me to be exactly what it is, but other people apparently at a glance are seeing Joe Biden sitting on the cabinet with his legs draped over the chair, the back of the chair in the Oval Office, and that's trending this morning. Also, Top Gun Maverick, which is a big film, will appear on Paramount Plus December 22nd. So if you've yet to see the film or you'd love to see it again, you've got Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus has set the streaming date. Top Gun Maverick will appear on Paramount Plus December 22nd. Also, there's a story trending this morning about Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan's publisher is offering refunds for a $600 for a special edition of his new book called The Philosophy of Modern Song. And one of the reasons it went for so high is that it was hand-signed copies. Well, it's Bob Dylan's signature, but no, they were not hand-signed. People started looking at it and comparing it with other signatures. And they, wait a minute. And the publisher had to, Simon & Schuster released a statement. As it turns out, they say the limited edition books do contain Bob's original signature, but in a penned replica form. So in other words, fake. We are addressing this immediately by providing each purchaser with an immediate refund. Also, a 35-year-old man in North Carolina got arrested last week after he pulled a gun at Wendy's. Reason? They would not give him free barbecue sauce. Yeah, I can see pulling a gun over that. That's All right, this Friday is, as you know, right, the Black Friday. People will go out shopping. And this Friday is also, have you heard this, Buy Nothing Day. This has been around since 1992. Instead of Black Friday shopping, you're supposed to spend no money at all and do something fun that's free instead. So, Buy Nothing Day. There's a comprehensive poll on pies ahead of this Thanksgiving. The most loved Thanksgiving pies? I don't think it'll be a surprise to you to learn that pumpkin pie is the most loved pie. Pecan and apple pies. And if you can't find any of the 19 pies that people like best, America's 20th favorite Thanksgiving pie is pear pie. Also, an online poll found the best time to start Thanksgiving dinner is between 3 and 4:30 p.m. Also, only about 18% of us say that turkey is our favorite Thanksgiving food. Most people prefer their mashed potatoes with a few lumps. And 52% of us think it's okay to play Christmas music on Thanksgiving. Few things you should not do on Thanksgiving. Experts are saying don't bring food that requires oven space unless you cleared it with the host. Don't start conversations about politics. I do not. I have no trouble not. Speaking of Thanksgiving, a turkey was spotted roaming around a Chicago neighborhood this week. And I watched it, and I'm like, yeah, there's a turkey. Man shared the video of a turkey strolling through his backyard in this Chicago neighborhood. He said the video was taken on Tuesday. And those are the stories trending this morning in Belf's News Gallery.